That was his 5-year-old child. It's alive. As a compassionate white shaman, he heard the message of Bhagavad Dharma from the womb of his mother, from the lips of his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni. He was fearless. He perfected the process of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. Cast into the most terrifying conditions, bits of snakes, thrown into the ocean, thrown off mountains, crushed by boulders, spears in the hands of rakshasas, deadly poison, raging fire, freezing winds. Prahlad Maharaj was not concerned with either life or death, because he was always immersed in remembering Krishna, chanting his holy names. The Lord did allow these atrocities to carry on, to show the world for all time to come the glories of a Vaishnava. Prahlad was alone in the palace of Hiranyakashipu, surrounded by nothing but rakshasas, asuras, daityas. But yet, his faith and devotion is ever increasing. The Lord protects his devotee. He appeared in the form of Sri Narahari, half man, half lion, and ripped Hiranyakashipu to pieces, while still preserving the vows of Lord Brahma, the boons of Lord Brahma. Lord Narasimhadev appeared as the very personification of supreme wrath. Just as Krishna manifests the quality of supreme beauty. All wrath that we have, that we have the capacity to have, is just infinitesimal part and parcel of the wrath of Lord Narasimhadev, because he is the supreme whole. You know how people could get angry in this world. That is just an infinitesimal perverted reflection of the wrath of Narasimhadev. When he was roaring with his reddened eyes, sharpened teeth, even Brahma, as well as Lakshmi Devi, could not approach him. But Sri Prahlad, fearlessly, with the blessings of Lord Brahma, came before Narasimhadev, offered him a garland of victory, offered him his heart in love, because he was seeing the supreme wrath of the Absolute Truth in its truth as an expression of his divine love, not only for Prahlad, but for Hiranyakashipu, who was also his son, being punished according to his deeds. Prahlad Maharaj's sweet prayers pacified Lord Narasimhadev. After this transcendental lila, Lord Narasimhadev came to this place, knowing this to be his eternal abode, but not with me. Knowing in his heart of hearts that this is the place that he will kill the demons, not with his claw, his bow, his chakra, but he will kill the demoniac mentality in the hearts of the demons with his supremest weapon, his incarnation of his holy name.
Krishna! 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 Krishna!
Narasimhadev came to this place, this abode, where the Mandakini Ganga is flowing. And here he washed his hands with blood of Hiranyakashipu, that great blasphemer of Vaishnavas. In cleaning the blood from his hands here, he also revealed that this is the place where all reactions of all sins could be cleaned away. He spent some time here, and the devas, they set up temporary abodes on various hills just on the other side. Mandakini Ganga. It's called Devapali, because this is another Sinapali. And the demigods here, for some days, worship Lord Narasimha. When the Lord was to disappear, he manifested this form. This deity is said to have been here since the age of Satya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would personally come here and dance before Lord Narasimhadev, singing the glory of his holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taught us that Vaishnavas worship Lord Narasimhadev for protection. Protection from the evils of this world, which are both within us and outside of us. Protection of the devotional principles of other devotees, protection of the Krishna conscious society. Srila Prabhupada personally taught us after every arti, devotees should come together to pray to Lord Narasimhadev to protect the Krishna consciousness movement, all the Vaishnavas within it, and to protect the dignity of our own vows. Bhaktivinoda Thakur taught us as well that a devotee prays to Lord Narasimhadev to kill the anartas within our heart. The anarta of lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion. These demons have been eluding us and forcing us to take birth again and again in this world of suffering. These demons have stolen away the great treasure of bhakti from our hearts since time immemorial. They are all powerful, greater than Hiranyakashipu. devotees pray to Lord Narsingadeva. Please destroy these obstacles so that with a pure heart we can worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Serve their devotees and blissfully chant their holy name. Lord Narasimhadev, here at Narasimhapali, only gives darshan from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at noon every day. But due to the enthusiasm of all of you, he's manifesting himself before our eyes at 8 o'clock p.m.
Sri Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki.